السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وفضل الأمر إلى الله، إن الله هو السير للعباد. أستغفر الله وأسأل الله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة، هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر، سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور، له الأسماء الحسنى، يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض، وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، سيما بقية الله في العالمين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. صلوات Friday is the best of the day of Imam Zaman Ajalallah. The day of Eid, the day of gathering, the day of worship, the day of dua, the day of blessings and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to collect all these bounties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of our 12th Imam Ajalallah ta'ala Faraj al-Sharif.
Allahumma salli
ala Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is very kind towards His creatures, especially the human being, He has made this earth in all necessary requirements of mankind. He provided until the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also granted us aql, thinking and planning power. And we need to use this to plan whatever is necessary for us for this generation. We have to use and we have to save and secure something for the coming generations. So this is law of inheritance. Anyone who has something, always he is thinking what is he leaving for his generation. So if he is leaving any property, any possession, so he is making the will, and in the will he is mentioning who are the heirs of that property and possession. So everyone, this is the natural phenomenon, this is the law of nature. People are thinking for their children, for their generations. So likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, He demands that while we are using edible things and drink and different things we are using, we have to think for coming generation. We should not spoil and damage this environment and this earth and ozone layer. At the same time, if we will waste the things, so that is also increasing the pollution, and that pollution is also damaging the health of the people, at the same time the purity of the environment. But our habits, our foods, our different kinds of drinks, when we eat, when we drink, when we use different things around ourselves, what are present in the environment. So some of these things and foods are changing our heredity material, our DNA, our genes. So mutation are the changes in the genes that is happening. Sometimes there are internal factors, but most of the time are external factors. So as a whole, we need to be careful. So the changes in the genes, some of the changes are positive, some are negative, and some are producing diseases in our children. So the latest technology and the technology of future, that is human genetic screening. With the help of this technology, we will be able in future to know what kind of risks are including with the birth of a child, or how we can protect different diseases which should not transfer into the coming baby. So genetic screening is testing of variation in DNA. So DNA is basically the heredity material in the chromosomes at microscopic level. And genetics screening, this is a testing of variation of DNA. If there is any change, any mutation in DNA, so with the help of genetic screening, we can know. The human race carries 3,000 to 4,000 diseases in their genes. So as a whole, we all are carrying almost 3 to 4,000 diseases in our genes. So this is a risk. If we are transferring all these diseases in our coming generation, how we can minimize, or how we can reduce, or how we can stop to transfer these genetic diseases in our coming generations. And it is important to distinguish between inherited diseases and infectious diseases. So sometimes some diseases are transferred into the children due to infections of parents. But majority that is transferred into the children, that is the inherited diseases. So inherited diseases are caused by mutated genes which are inherited by an individual from his or her parents. So these mutations of the genes could be from mother, could be from father, or maybe from both. So the faulty gene will be one of the many healthy thousands of genes we possess in our cells. So in one cell we have thousands of genes. And maybe out of thousands of genes, one is faulty, two are faulty, maybe more are faulty. So scientists search for variation in the larger piece of DNA card markers, and these subunits lie nearby on the DNA chain and form the basis of genetic screening. So as a whole, gene and DNA, the helpful study for us, that is the genetic screening. So some of the techniques are being used currently, but this technology is being developed for future. So with the help of this genetic screening, we will be able to minimize the genetic diseases which usually we are sending or transferring into our children. The principle of genetic screening is based on the binding of probe to the DNA. So DNA is just like a rope. So the binding of probe on the DNA molecule, so that depends, this genetic screening depends on that probe of DNA of the patient or the person who is going to be screened. So generally there are two types of genetic screening. One is for the children and adults who have been born already. And other is the unborn children. Children and before their birth. And this is something which will go to stop the hereditary diseases in the future generations. So genetic screening of children and adults has two purposes. Number one, it can confirm whether the person has mutated genes of certain disease. And number two, this is a test to test the adult to see if their children will be at risk of certain diseases. So one target is child itself, whether he is having any disease, genetic disease or not. And the other purpose is we can know the coming generation, the coming children, whether they are at risk or not. Before birth, we will be able to know. Especially these kind of tests are being used in Denmark currently, and especially before the marriage. Before the marriage, they do the test on adults, and if both are having any kind of problem, and if they like thalassemia or other diseases, so if there is any risk, so then they are not giving the certificate to get married with each other. So then they have to change their spouse. So currently in Iran, these tests are being used. So possibly in future, most of the countries will adopt these kind of tests. What are the benefits of genetic screening? The first benefit is this is a preventive measure to avoid the suffering from some diseases. You know, prevention is better than the cure. So if you can prevent yourself from a disease, so that is better than to be sick. When a person is sick, he is spending time, he is spending money, and many other people are also suffering. And as a whole, the budget of government and the budget of people, everything is suffering. So it will be better if we will be able to control or to prevent the people before becoming sick. So this is the first benefit of genetic screening. We can prevent diseases to be transferred into our generation. The first type of genetic screening used was screening of newborn children for PKU deficiency. This is phenylketonuria deficiency, and all those children who are having PKU deficiency, so they are mentally retarded children. And this screening was being used in United States, and all those children who were having this deficiency, they were keeping on a particular diet. So that there should be minimum side effects or minimum suffering for a child. So if they were not knowing this child has PKU deficiency, then they were unable to give that type of diet. So by knowing a particular genetic problem, they are able to give different factors which are deficient in the person to make them survive. So genetic screening may help predicting a cancer. So nowadays there are many types of cancer. People are suffering with cancers, and that is increasing in number. And once cancer is spread in the body in different organs, then within few months, within few years, patients, they die. And not only the death, we are losing our beloved family members. The person who himself or herself is having cancer, so they are feeling really very hard pain. And those months, those years are really difficult to survive and cope with that disease. So with the help of genetics screening, doctors and specialists, they will be able to predict different types of cancers if they are going to happen in a person. And when they can predict, at that time they will be able to plan how to stop this type of cancer or how to kill. Actually, what is cancer? Cancer, we have cells. When cells are normal, that is physiology of the cells. And when those cells become abnormal, there is change in function or change in the shape. So that is called pathology of the cells. That is abnormal. And this abnormality at a certain stage will change into cancer cells. And when cancer starts, then the cells multiply many, many times rapidly, and they use all kind of food or glucose that is available for rest of the body. And in this way, the person who has cancer, they suffer a lot. With the help of genetic screening, we will be able in future to predict if a person is going to have a cancer. Salawat. So, but as a whole, like latest technology, nowadays the people's data and biodata and their biological information, when are kept with certain institution, there is risk as well. And they can blackmail or they can leak the personal information to other. So likewise, this risk will be there. But at the same time, when the technology will be there, genetic screening will be there, inshallah, the laws, the new law will come, and those laws will protect the personal information of the people, should not be leaked, should not be exchanged, or should not be given to those that could be harmful for the people or for their property or for any of their personality. So in future there will be dramatic increase in the amount of patients, the genetic data. Many individuals will be identified as carrier of genetic diseases, and this data can play an important role in the life of individuals by affecting the choice of spouse. This is important. So what kind of spouse? Because the ultimate purpose will be to protect or to stop the transfer of disease in the coming generations. So before marriage, when people, they know what are risk being married, the two persons, so they will be able to choose what kind of spouse they have to choose, and decisions on whether to have children or not, or whether to use prenatal screening or selective abortion or any kind of therapy that is available to stop that genetic disease. So there are different options and different choices in future. So inshallah, very soon this technology or genetic screening will be in the market, and by information we need to know, we need to improve our informations, and why not, we should be the first who should welcome the new technology. You know, among Muslims, whenever in the past the new technology was coming, for example, the photos, so majority of the Muslims, even until today, they say getting photos, that is haram. But they are getting their photos. And today, the life without photo, it's impossible. Everywhere you need your photo. The other thing, when the television came, they said this is haram, radio is haram. But at the same time, people are using. So, first of all, in Islam, in Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they told us what are wajibat and what are haram. So haram are haram until the day of judgment. But anything that is new technology, that is the latest thing, that is the knowledge, technology, skill, that is helping the people, improving the life of people, always Islam welcome. So as follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib, so this is our duty. We have to welcome the knowledge. We need to educate ourselves and our generation. We need to love and we need to promote the knowledge, education and the technology so that we should be able in future to help the people. Just becoming users, this is not the ultimate purpose of a Muslim. Instead of being user, we need to be producer. We need to be planner. We need to think about the future and future needs and the requirement of future generation, and then we have to plan and we have to make something to serve the mankind. And this is what is the goal of Islam, what is the aim of Islam. Muslims always, they should think for future with the help of knowledge and technology. They should be able to serve the mankind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-lazina amanu wa amil al-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة النساء وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدة شباب أهل الجنة وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي اللهم أعجل ظهورا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونبي عمركم. The beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us, and that is the importance of life. Respect your life, respect your time, respect your resources, and use carefully and save something or ensure something for your future, for Alame Barzakh and for the Day of Judgment. But exception of the rituals, our good deeds and insurance and saving something for future, that depends, number one, on our intentions. Hamari niyat kya hai? Innama al-a'malu bi-niyyat. Number two, that also depends the medium, the wasila. Through whom we are sending our good deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if you are calling a person, so person has a receiver mobile and you have mobile set, but the medium in between the other person and you, that is satellite. If that satellite is not accepting your message, so that will not get transferred. So satellite or the medium, that is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever send any of His message directly to the mankind. So all of His divine messages were transferred through the medium, and they were messengers of Allah, they were prophets and their successors in the form of khulafa, in the form of Aima Tahar alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. اپنے اعمال اور عبادات کی قبولیت کے لیے جو ضروری ہے وہ ہماری نیت ہے اور خلوص نیت شرط ہے. اور دوسرے یہ ہے کہ جو واسطہ ہم استعمال کر رہے ہیں اپنے اعمال کو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی تک پہنچانے کے لیے, اس واسطہ اور وسیلے کا بھی صحیح ہونا ضروری ہے, اور اس واسطہ اور وسیلے تک رسائی ہونا, اس کے ساتھ کنیکشن ہونا, وہ بھی ضروری ہے. So if our relation, our communication with satellite or the medium that is not strong, so then most of the time there will be connection error. Or sometime if you are not having handset, then never ever you will be able to use that satellite. Satellite is there, but you will be unable because you don't have any desire. If you want to be connected with satellite, and you want to send your message wherever you want to send, then at least you need to show your will, buy a handset, and then you will be able to be connected. So likewise, the medium, the wasila of today in between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Imam of the time, leader of the time, Hujjat Khuda, and that is Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So the satellite of Imam is there, but we need to have a handset, we need to have some technology, we need to have something, some wish, some desires to be connected with the satellite, and then through the satellite we will be able to convey our du'as, our wishes, our ibadat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sent His Prophet بالهدى ودين الحق, with the righteous religion and with the guidance. لَيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, so that religion Islam with haq, with guidance, with nur, should expand everywhere. But until the time of death of Rasulullah, so geographically, what was the expansion of Islam? Only the Arab Peninsula. The Asia, the Far East, the Africa, the Europe, the West, East. During the life of Prophet, Islam was not everywhere in the world. But Allah is saying, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent His messenger and religion so that this religion should spread or should be expanded or overwhelm the world. So practically, until the death of Rasulullah, that was in a little part of the world. The actual tafsir or interpretation of this verse is, Islam will be everywhere in the world, and Islam will be overwhelming religion when there will be arrival of the 12th successor of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa in the form of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And there are many narrations, many ahadiths. When Imam Mahdi al-Salam will come to the main religion who will rule in the world, that will be Islam. And people will get benefit by the blessings of Islam, and there will be peace and tranquility, and everyone will be happy under the rule of Imam Mahdi al-Salam. And today, 15th of Shaban, this is the day of Imam Mahdi al-Salam. This is the day when Imam Mahdi al-Salam was born in 255 Hijrah. And then, you know, the enemies who wanted to kill him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected his hujjah. And this is not first time. Many messengers, they were in occultation. They disappeared from their nations for a few years. Like Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, more than 20 years he was not living among his nation. Hazrat Idril alayhi salam, like Khizr alayhi salam. You know how long is his age? According to Quran, there is when the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam has been narrated, he met with Khizr alayhi salam from his time, even before his time. Khizr alayhi salam was alive, and until today he is alive. So if all of we Muslims, we believe before the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, there was Iblis. And until today, Iblis is still alive. And we all believe anyone, if Iblis likes, can occupy or can transfer his thoughts or can do viswas. So when Shaitan or Iblis can have a long life and can change the mind of people, mankind guide in the wrong way, so why not Hujjat Khuda Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, while he is in occultation, while he is in ghaibat, he can guide. Someone asked Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, when Mahdi alayhi salam, he will be in occultation, he will be in ghaibat, how will he guide the people, or what will be benefit of his presence? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, during the time of occultation, during the time of ghaibat of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, his presence will be beneficial for the people as sun is behind the clouds. So all kind of benefits of sun or sunlight or sun rays people are getting, even the sun is behind the clouds. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, آج وہ بھی وہی کہ اگرچہ غیبت میں ہیں اور ایک بادل کی مانند وہ ہماری آنکھوں سے چھپے ہوئے ہیں، لیکن ان کی ہدایت کے، ان کے نور کے، ان کی رہبری کے، ان کی امامت کے فیوز، برکات، تمام نعمتیں جو انسان حاصل کر رہے ہیں، وہ امام زمان علیہ السلام کے وجود سے. But we need to develop that communication, that connection with Imam alayhi salam, with satellite. We have that hand side, that is our heart. Already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The only thing is, we need to know what is that number. If you dial, that will dial the number of Imam alayhi salam. So that is, we need to increase our love. We need to think more, we need to read more, we need to increase our information. We need to know all those Quranic verses and hadiths which are about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And then we need to give some charity, some sadaqah. We have to do some dua, some ziyarat in the name of Imam alayhi salam. So that at the day of judgment, everybody will be raised with the name of his Imam. So we need to know who is our Imam. Who is the righteous guide? Who is the divine guide today? جب تک انسان اپنے امام کو نہیں جانتا اور امام کی پیروی نہیں کرتا تو روز محشر کوئی بھی نہیں ہوگا جو اس کو بچا سکے. یوم ندعو کل اناس بامامہم. At the day of judgment, people will be called with the name of their imam. The imam of today is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And who is the true successor of حضرت محمد مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be His true follower. Just one more thing, and that is the importance of silence. There are more than 200 sins usually we are doing through the tongue. Do sab se zyada gunah jo hum is zuban se karte. And what is silence? When we are zipping our lips. And if we close our mouth, then we can protect ourselves from many sins. Just to share a few of the saying of Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam about the silence. Imam said, As-sumtu waqarun. Dignity of people is in the silence. As-sumtu manjahu. If you need najat, protection, safety, that is in silence. As-sumtu ayatul hilm. Silence is the sign of hilm. As-sumtu rawdatul fiqh. The garden of the flowers of thought, that is silence. As-sumtu waqarun wa salamatun. Your dignity and your security and protection, that is in silence. As-sakutu ala al-ahmaki afzalu jawabihi. If someone is crazy and trying to do arguments with you, then Imam says, As-sakutu ala al-ahmaki. Anyone who is crazy or want to involve you in arguments, then instead of replying him, be silent. This is the best reply, Imam says. As-sumtu bighayri tafakkurin kharasun. As-sumtu zainul ilm wa unwanul hilm. Silence, that is the beauty of knowledge. And that is the sign of hilm. Al-mu'minu qareebun amruh, ba'eedun hammuhu, kaseerun samtuhu, khalisun amaluhu. Anyone who would like to protect himself from calamities, from difficulties, from problems. So then, kaseerun samtuhu. If usually he is silent, he is going to protect himself from many problems. Khalisun amaluhu. And with silence, his action. You know why we are spoiling our good deeds? Usually through the words. For example, I am doing charity, and then if I will say, everyone, yes, I have done this, I have done this, I have done this. To maine apne alfaz ke saath apne nek amal ko barbaad kar diya. Yani amal ka khalis hona, hum usko mehfooz kar sakte hain agar hum khamosh rahein. Isi tarah hum Allah aur Allah ke Rasool ke amr ke kareeb reh sakte hain ke agar hum khamosh rahein. اور ہم اپنے آپ کو غموں سے تکلیفوں سے مشکلات سے لوگوں کی ناراضگیوں سے بچا سکتے ہیں گناہوں سے بچا سکتے ہیں خاموشی کے ساتھ. So the silence, that is the best of the ornament of mu'mineen. So we need to be silent, especially when we are in the gatherings, especially when we are in the mosque, because this is important. When we are in the mosque, we need to respect mosque. And one of the sign of respect of mosque is we should not have worldly talks. Or if we are talking, we cannot speak loudly. We cannot shout. So this is the respect of mosque. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to control our tongue, to be silent as much as is possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasan arab Allah fi imam al-zaman alayhi salam aur wadigar tamam mu'minin hazirin in sab ki hajat ko pura farma hazrat hujjat ka jal zahur farma aur wadigar jo mu'min bimar unko siyat kamla wa ajal ata farma jo hamare marhoomin hain unko bakhsh de aur wadigar in sab ke rizq rozi mein izafa farma aur aaj ke din ki khususi barkat hum pe nazil farma aur dushmanon ke shar se hame mehfooz farma bismillahir rahmanir rahim inna fa'inaka القوصر فصل لربك وانهر إن شانك هو الأبتر.